T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I mentioned a fire over the weekend that started, went out, reignited. At the end of the day, some 70 people have been left homeless. Many of them are seeking temporary shelter. Others have found a place. A lot of that has to do with the Red Cross. Lisa Landis is the spokesperson for the Red Cross. She joins us now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, indeed. Thanks for participating. So give us an update. How many people, if you know, are still... Was it the convention center that was creating a temporary space?
No, that's actually the Red Cross. We do have... there were 74 impacted residents from this fire, and we've established a shelter within the convention center. And so it's because of those kind of partnerships that we were able to set up something within the convention center that was so close by to the scene of the fire. So last evening, we provided shelter for 21 impacted residents, and we continue to see those numbers increase as the time goes on.
So is there any, I mean, will that facility be up and running as long as people need it, or how does that work?
Sure. Now, when we maintain these shelters, we do so to be as responsive as we can to those that are in need. So we don't necessarily set a timeline where we say we're done on this day. But what will happen right now, as is happening, is our caseworkers and disaster teams are continuing to work with those that were affected by the fire and start to make those plans for recovery and look at what the next steps might be. So as we move forward, we'll have less and less residents needing to take shelter wherever we're established, and more people getting back on their feet and in the recovery phase of everything.
And I mean, these are people who basically lost everything. They literally left there with the clothes on their back.
That's correct. Some without even shoes. I mean, it's a heartbreaking situation. If you look at the population we had that took shelter last night, that was 21 total. But of those, Lynn, 11 were adults and 10 were children.
Wow.
And with the Rekindle, it's difficult, especially so now, because these residents aren't able to get back into their units to maybe pick up a few of their belongings. So we're trying to make sure we're meeting every need they may have to the best we're able to do so.
All right. So in a case like this, when you have so many people displaced, by and large, sometimes the community at large wants to help. What can people do?
Sure. Well, we often, because the Red Cross is not in a position, we don't have capacity to accept, you know, donations of, say, clothing or shoes or furniture as much as we'd love to. So we usually recommend folks contact the local churches to see if there's any kind of a drive going for those type of goods. As far as the Red Cross is concerned, the best way to help those that are impacted by disaster is always to donate funds. And that can be done, you know, on our website by going to redcross.org/donate. Because what that does is that allows us to be as responsive as possible. If we have someone that maybe needs a very particular medication, you know, you don't think about medications or things like that when you think of a fire. You think, you worry about your clothes, your food. But oftentimes there's these extenuating circumstances. So by folks giving to the Red Cross financially, it helps us to better help victims of disaster. So that's always a top line thing I always like to share. You know, funds can be used in so many different ways to help those that are affected. But second, we also encourage everyone that may be interested to volunteer. We could always use more feet on the ground. We could always use folks that are out there on the scene, you know, offering a helping hand to those that are just experiencing such catastrophic experiences as they are.
And, you know, you made an interesting point because you said medication, and I've learned firsthand that, you know, that's something that we don't think about, needing medicines. But if you have to leave unexpectedly, you don't have anything.
Right. Right.
And I'm guessing that people often don't know how, I mean, basically you have to rebuild your life. And
you do.
That's something that I'm guessing most of us have no clue how to do.
And that's a blessing, for sure, for sure. Yeah, when you have such a loss, that's why, in addition to providing these types of items, all the immediate needs you have, you know, also food, then you get into the medications and those other one-off things that, like you said, you just might not think of. So you have those to deal with, but then you also have, we have teams that are out there to provide spiritual care and mental health assistance, because this would take a toll. This takes a toll on anyone. The loss can be devastating, but to begin to get on that path to recovery, and while life may not be normal, is what you used to know is normal, we can get you back on a path to healing and what your new normal is going to be.
Indeed. So give us the... any information, any way you want to support, it's best through the website, correct?
Absolutely. Folks can also, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They can visit us online at redcross.org. They can go to /donate, or conversely, they can go to /volunteer and find a role that may be suitable, something within your skill set or interest. We are always in need of more folks to lend a hand to help others.
Indeed. That's awesome. I remember growing up, my dad volunteered for the Red Cross. And
I'd
always come home and feel like he made a difference. So thanks so much, Lisa Landis, spokesperson for the Red Cross. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.